joining us very graciously to do this because he's at his summer retreat somewhere in the wilds of Kenora. Mike Richards of the Los Angeles Kings. Mike, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, no problem, Joe.
How are you?
Doing well. Getting ready for another season.
Well, you know, if you follow Mike on Twitter, I don't think I know anybody who tweets more pictures of fishing than Mike Richards. You love fishing, right?
I try to get out as much as possible, yeah. It's pretty relaxing to get out there.
It's funny because I have friends who fish, and I don't fish, who get incredibly frustrated because they don't catch fish. But you sound so calm when you're at the, you know, when you're in Kenora, and you sound so relaxed. And it's funny because you're so intense on the ice, but you sound as comfortable in that environment as you do on the ice in hockey. It just sounds like a place that you love to be. And, you know, winning the Stanley Cup, I imagine probably adds to your, you know, your relaxation in the summer.
Yeah, well, that makes it obviously a lot easier. But for me, I mean, it is frustrating sometimes not catching fish, but to be honest, it doesn't really matter for me. I go out there just to relax and sit in the sun for the most part, or sit in a boat on the water and just try to relax. And it's definitely a good change of pace from living in LA.
Okay, so Ice Bucket Challenge. Have you done it yet?
Not yet, no. It's on the to-do list. We're going to donate, actually. My girlfriend and I are going to donate because we've obviously passed the 24-hour mark. She's been nominated a couple times, and I think I have about 5 or 6 nominations. So just haven't got around to it yet, but we're definitely going to donate and do the challenge just because we have let the time of 24 hours
lapse a few times.
More. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I nominated you. I think David Boreanaz hit you too. But listen, you're at the cottage and you're relaxed. I don't know. I mean, there's ice there, but I imagine it's just in a cooler, right? And there's fish on top of it if you caught some fish. Did you catch anything big this summer?
Nothing huge, actually. This summer's kind of been a weird summer with we had some cool weather early on, and then it warmed up a bit and it's cooled off again. So it's kind of been finicky to catch some of them, but we caught a couple big lake trout and some good bass, and still trying to catch that elusive muskie, but we're having fun trying to catch them anyways.
Mike Richards from the Los Angeles Kings, the Stanley Cup champion Los Angeles Kings, is with us. And Mike, turning our attention to hockey, you know, winning 2 Stanley Cups in 4 years with a team that is still incredibly young and has so much talent still coming up. I had Tyler Toffoli on earlier in the week. The guy's like 22 years old and looks like he's going to be a point producer for an extended period of time. When you were traded to Los Angeles, I know that it was, you know, it was a shock for you, but things have turned out quite well, and it's funny how life does that at times. But did you anticipate or, you know, have any idea when you got traded to the Kings that it would turn into what it's turned into for you?
Well, obviously you don't expect to have this much success. I think when I was in the process, I guess, of getting traded, and there was a lot of the talks, and I talked to my agent a couple times, and he mentioned it was LA. I think I was excited more than, I mean, obviously there's a lot of different emotions, but I was excited just seeing the team and knowing how good they could be. Obviously you don't expect to win 2 in 3 years when you come and join a new team, but you know, we have a chance to do some good things, not only that we have done good things, but we have a chance to do some good things too in the future with the team. Like you said, we got some good young players and guys that are coming up that still haven't hit stride, and it looks like we can be together for a lot of years because we have a lot of the core group signed for a long period of time.
And so you talk about that, the things that you can do moving forward. You've won 2 cups in 4 years, right? Like there's guys who play in the league 20 years that don't get a sniff, and you've won 2 in 4. How does a team like Los Angeles, and look, the team spends money, you know, the cap-wise, you guys are in the top 5 or 6. You actually spend more money than, you know, than the Leafs have on the cap by like $100,000. And you got, it's amazing the, you know, Dean Lombardi signing Marian Gaborik for under 5 a year. Now, we know that, look, he's not going to maybe play in the year 2019 or 2020 or score as many points. But, you know, has you locked up for a bunch of years? Dustin Brown's locked up for a bunch of years. You know, Jeff Carter's locked up for, you know, one year more than you are. You know, he's got Gaborik now. It's and, you know, Drew Doughty's locked up. It's crazy to see the salary certainty on this team. And then guys like Tanner Pearson coming up out of nowhere, you know, undrafted. Yeah. You know, this team is, it's incredible the way it's been managed. Never mind Justin Williams, who's going to be, you know, an unrestricted free agent after this season, who won the most valuable player. You guys have got, to use a baseball term, a murderer's row of forwards and defensemen.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Last summer, or at the end of this year, I guess there was a lot of talk of being traded or bought out this year. And, obviously it didn't happen. And there was definitely some talks about it. But financially, that would have been obviously a better thing for me. But I wanted to stay in L.A. and have no control over that. But that would have been tough on me just because of that. You have a chance to win for a lot of years in L.A. and obviously, you need a lot of good things to go your way to have success in playoffs and have success in the regular season. But like you said, we have a lot of the players locked up for a long period of time. And with the cap going up, hopefully we can sign Justin again at the end of this year. And then Kopi, I think, is a couple of years down the road. But other than that, we have some room to kind of work with. And Dean's done a good job over the past couple of years of keeping everybody together and really making sure that everybody's signed for long term and that we're not going to have too much turnover from year to year. So I think for the most part, any time that you can keep a team together in really any sport for a long period of time, it's going to benefit that team a lot more.
You're only 29 years old and you've won two Stanley Cups and, you know, you get to go to Kenora, you live in Los Angeles, you got this great kind of dual life where you live in, you live in the spotlight, and then you can turn the spotlight completely off and catch fish. You know, when you were, you obviously were thinking about the potential of being bought out. A, how concerned were you, and B, how relieved were you when you weren't?
Well, both, I think. When I was concerned, obviously, because I know what type of team L.A. has, and I love it in L.A. Like you said, it's almost the perfect scenario is living in Kenora in the cottage country in the summertime, and then it's starting to get cold now, so I'm getting ready to head back to L.A. for the wintertime. So for lifestyle-wise, it's great, and for hockey-wise with the team, and Phil and Nancy Anschutz have really put forth a situation where whatever Dean needs to have success, they always kind of put their foot forward and really try to give that to us. So it's a great situation to be in, really. And I was happy and a little bit concerned at the end of last year, obviously not wanting to be bought out, and really hopefully finish my career in L.A.
Mike, thanks a lot for doing this. Enjoy the rest of the summer, and good luck this season. Winning, you know, your third Stanley Cup in 5 years would be an incredible achievement. And then the Kings, I'm sure, you know, people have used the D word, the dynasty word, but, you know, you win 3 and 5, and I think it's pretty much a done deal. Good luck this season, and thanks again for being on the air with us.
Yeah, no problem, Joey. I'll see you in a couple of weeks in LA.